More than 200 million of the world's children are being denied a happy childhood as a result of child labor practices. In Cambodia, an estimated 1.5 million children are forced to go to work most days rather than attend school. Uk Susavan works with the UN's International Labor Organization in Cambodia. He says denying young children access to education chains them to a life of poverty.
If they continue to use their children will be uneducated, and then in a cycle way, it will contribute back to poverty, so they will not emerge from this cycle of poverty. So it is time to change, and it needs to change it now.
Recently, the Cambodian government made a pledge to significantly reduce the number of child laborers within the next 10 years. Working with the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the International Labor Organization, the Cambodian government plans to cut the number of child laborers in its fishing industry. Kang Kim, Deputy Director General of Cambodia's Fisheries Administration, says this can only happen by involving all parties.
It is important to bring up all stakeholders and the local people, especially the fishermen and the members of the community, to discuss and provide their idea, how is their view and perception for the brighter future for small-scale fishery in Cambodia.
The support from the fishing industry is paying off. Khao Dari, a fisherwoman in the Kep Thamay village, says she no longer sends her kids to work.
Before, we didn't have any support from the fisher organization, but now we get help, which makes it possible for me to send my children to school.
FAO says reducing child labor requires the help of multiple partners. Nina Banstrup is FAO's representative in Cambodia. She says in order for Cambodia to successfully tackle this problem, collaboration is essential.
Dealing with family-based child labor is not the strength of the Ministry of Labor when working in isolation. In collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, they can get access to this group of beneficiaries that they would not otherwise have access to. We feel that this is a very good combination of skills in order to address this fundamental problem.
FAO says with millions of children still engaged in child labor practices, Cambodia's efforts to reduce the exploitative practice serves as a model that should be replicated in other countries.